The housing industry has not had much to celebrate for a time. Today, there's some good news. The number of permits issued for new home construction rose at its fastest rate in 2 years. Economists, though, warn this could be a fluke. Still, as NPR's Jim Zeroli reports, the numbers come at a time when some economists are rethinking the idea that the economy is already in recession.
Economists have their own way of talking, and when they speculate about how long and how deep a recession will be, they often use letters. In other words, if you put the course of economic growth on a chart, what kind of letter would it look like?
Are we looking at a V economy where you get a big dip down but a quick bounce back? Are we looking at a U where you sort of go down and you stay there for a little while and then you come back? Or are we looking at more of an L where you just kind of hang out at the bottom for a while?
That's Jared Bernstein of the Economic Policy Institute, and he's in the L camp. That is, Bernstein says economic growth has fallen sharply and will probably flatline for another year or so. Growth won't go up or down too much. He says real wages have fallen, energy prices are rising, and while Bernstein doesn't know if the economy is in a recession, it could be.
Employment has contracted for 4 months in a row, and that's never happened since the 1950s without ultimately being labeled a recession.
But economist Brian Westbury of First Trust Advisors thinks the talk about a recession is overblown. Westbury says it's true the troubles in the housing and credit markets have hurt the economy. On the other hand, there are plenty of good things going on right now.
When you put those things together, an easy Federal Reserve or low interest rates, low tax rates, and strong productivity, we've never had a recession with those things in place ever in history.
Westbury thinks that if you put this slowdown on a graph, some sectors like housing would look like a V. They've fallen sharply and suddenly, but will rebound just as fast. But overall, the economy will revive more slowly, curving up, kind of like a U. Westbury says the resilience of the United States economy is truly impressive.
If you think back over the last few years, we had the dot-com crash, we had 9/11, we've had Enron and corporate scandals, we've had Katrina and the wiping out of the 35th largest city, we've gone to war. I mean, it's amazing the things that this economy has kind of continued to chug on through.
A few weeks ago, that kind of optimism was pretty rare. Well-known figures like Alan Greenspan and Warren Buffett have warned that the economy is most likely already in recession. But the first quarter growth numbers and the March unemployment data were not as bad as people feared. Stocks are up, and David Weiss of Standard & Poor's says consumer spending hasn't fallen as much as you'd expect.
If you look at the March consumer spending data, saving rate was still only 0.2%, and taking cars out, April was a strong month with retail sales up 0.4%. So, you know, we're still doing our part to going out there and living beyond our means, just like good Americans.
So, like some other economists, Weiss thinks the odds of a recession may have fallen a bit.
I think this is going to be counted as a recession when we're done. I think we're in it already. But it's going to be one of those lazy U-shaped recessions, sort of, you know, not very deep, but relatively long.
Weiss says two factors will affect the length of the downturn. One is oil prices. They're high and getting higher. And if that continues, it will hurt growth. The other is the financial markets. This downturn started because of a credit crunch. Many major banks lost billions of dollars in bad mortgage investments, and investors panicked. They're calmer now. But more bad news from the banks could change that, and the odds of a recession will have to be recalculated again. Jim Zeroli, NPR News, New York.